Blog Talk Radio.
Working for the good and awakening them to a new life, Lord.
The time will surely come when our hearts will be released from the hunger and we can be filled with the life from above, which you give us in Jesus Christ. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, well, hello, everybody. Okay, glad you could be here tonight. Okay, let's play some music.
broken. Both sides broken. One side an advocate, one side unspoken. Broken. Both sides broken. One side lonely, one arms wide open. Emotion as deep as the ocean. Tossed and turned by the storms of life in every direction that they're flowing. Problem child, feeling like a life wasted. Nobody's ever gonna be able to change this. All this lust, all this pride, denying all the emotion that I'm feeling on the inside. A black hole, a wasteland of tragedy. A sad excuse of a life stuck in the rut of my depravity. Twisted, inflicted, and crippled inside. Believing the lies, the real men don't cry. Don't show your pain, be a man, you sissy. But I'm steady screaming on the inside. Can anybody fix me? How can I fix you when your eyes are fixed on you? Fix your eyes up to the hills where your help comes through. Rejection is all I know. Rejection is all I've been through. So back to the door of rejection I go. Where there's another drink, another girl, another line, and then I snort it. Stuck in a life where being a real man's been distorted. Selfish people trying to help themselves without Jesus. A helpless people. I put God on the shelf and resorted to evil. Starving for attention, my approval was feeble. Rejection was moving 30 different times and not learning a lesson. Rejection was switching high schools 4 times, but my spirit man was anorexic. Driven by flesh, my heart got ripped out of my chest, kicked to the curb, stomped like steps. I was ready to give up on life. Broken and rejected was the legacy I left. But God, sin had me stuck in a room of depression. 5 people told me to call that night, but no one answered to hear my confession. But the one that I didn't cry to, he answered me, and I heard it in the room when he stepped in. Why are you calling all these people for help when I've been here the whole time? I want you. I've called you. Come to me now. You're mine. Was hopeless, but birthed with a new focus. Your focus determines your reality. Looking at myself, I've been collapsed by the gravity. Far too much need, Lord. I'm in need of your majesty. I can't go another day, another hour, not a second. Grant me faith today and grace to remain in repentance. Until the day that never ends and I'm standing in your presence. Benevolence, your love was never wasted. You reused all the waste that I've created and turned it for my good. You're always faithful when I'm faithless. Always real when I've been faking. I'm inadequate, been a hypocrite. It was out you just a pile of sin with an empty script. Born the truth, not legit. But with you, no longer counterfeit. The enemy's plan was to destroy me, but you countered it. In my sin, you already counted it. Through the lashes on your back and the 3 nails into your skin they ripped. The Assyrian covenant. You walked through the blood so I could be forever covered in it. I love it. From a basket broken hole to that's the path. Oh.
Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's praise and worship part of the service. Let's get into the message. Amen. It's titled The Depth of God's Love for Us. We have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God, a man, loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life his death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the fullness of his desire for all those who will believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. There is no force more powerful than the love of our Heavenly Father has for us, his children. His love can move mountains, stop the roaring seas, heal broken bones and wounded hearts, transform lives and set free those held captive by sin and shame. So great is his love for you and me that he sent his only Son that we might live through him. And in John 17, verses 25-20, Jesus makes an unfathomable statement about how great the depth of God's love is for us. O righteous Father, even through the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that have sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. So do you know that God loves you the way he loves Jesus? His heart is full of affection for you. Jesus always prays perfectly in line with the will of the Father because they are one. So when Jesus prays for God to love us with the same love he has been given, his prayer is perfect alignment with the heart of our Father. In Romans chapter 8, verses 37-39, know in all these things we are more conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through the death of Christ, the barrier between us and the relationship with God was torn in two. The wrath of God was satisfied with Jesus' death, and now we can experience the full depth of his love through Christ. We have been made new so that we can finally walk in the unhindered fellowship and oneness with the holy, perfect God. So God loves you simply because he loves you. You don't have to work for his affection. You don't have to set yourself straight before God. Okay? He can pour out his love over you. The father in the prodigal son story ran out to meet his son before anything had ever been set right. He didn't know his son was there to apologize. He didn't care. He simply wanted to love his child. So your Heavenly Father feels the same way about you. He longs to love you right where you are, as you are. He longs to fill you with love to overflowing. He longs for us to experience his love and oneness just as Jesus did when he walked the earth. So as you enter into guided prayer, open your heart and allow God's grace to settle in. Allow him to feel free and guide you to a lifestyle of a relationship. God is not angry taskmaster who shows affection only when you succeed. He's a loving father who will always love you no matter what. So take time to receive the depth of his love for you today. Allow his love to heal you, transform you, and feel free and lead you to the abundant life he has always longed to give. So meditate on the depth of God's love for you. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, in this love God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him in his love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son to the propitiation for our sins. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, so we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So, where do you need fresh revelation of God's grace today? What's keeping you from receiving the depth of God's love? In what ways do you need him to show you how good of a father he truly is? Ask the Spirit to give you revelation of God's grace and love for you. receive God's presence and rest in His love. Meditate and renew your mind to how deeply your Heavenly Father loves you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Matthew chapter 5, verses 45. So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So may the whole of Jesus' high priestly prayer be true in your life. May you come into fullness of what Jesus died to give you. May your life be a wonderful reflection of His love, and may you experience the depth of His love for you in every season. You are a child of the Most High, loving God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. His love is powerful, real, and available. So may your day be full of joy, peace, and purpose in the light of God's glorious grace. I highly suggest that you read 1 John chapter 4. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, now, let us get into the most important part of the service, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down, okay, or which way to go? Okay, or do you lack purpose in life and need some? Okay, or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but He can't do so if He doesn't know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, okay, let's say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. If you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries welcome you into the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. We're going to play some more music since we've got no callers tonight. Okay, let's play here.
mind waves, trapped in my ass of mind waves. But Christ placed himself into time space, the vine breaks, so the branches can find grace. When light rays hit the soul, the paradigm shakes. Sublime race, run at a predefined pace. Now me and Jesus are closer than intertwined lace. And by faith, we behold his divine face. So as we lifting up our praise to you, receive it, Lord. The object of our affection, who we adore, falling in our misery. Your daughter into history, the pardon of iniquity, startling the mystery.
The ocean, the plains, mountain, the rain, the universe proclaims the glory of your name. And what am I that you called me to your side and took this heart of stone and broke it open wide?
I've got a caller here from 111. Let's take it and see what we got.
Hey, how you doing there, Pastor? This is Beanie.
Hey, what's up, Beanie?
All right. Hey, I wanted to hear that song that, because I heard it on Tony Gaga. I heard that you did a song called Hallelujah. Could you play that?
No, I didn't do that. That was somebody else. It was fake.
Oh, shoot. It was a good song.
Yeah. But I didn't
do
that.
Okay, so it wasn't you?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it was a good song. But what you doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering where you've been. I was looking for some more of that music.
Oh, I know. I'll get you some more. It's just that I've been, the COVID, the whole COVID lockdown, you know, in Los Angeles, they want you to be in indoors at a certain time. It's like martial law over here.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of battleships on Long Beach to Newport Beach. I don't know why they're there, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of battleships. So I don't know what's happening, you know? But I think what they're doing is we might be having some riots, I guess. I'm not sure. Maybe the Trump supporters are going to get crazy. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I know they did a couple Wednesdays ago, but, like I said, we don't know what's going to happen for the inauguration tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to postpone it.
You think so?
Because, even the people for Joe Biden, they're kind of scared right now because they said that they don't trust the National Guard. And they were saying that, you know how the locks are supposed to be on the outside? You know,
yeah.
When you have like the key and stuff? Well, the locks are on the inside. So is it for them not to go out nowhere, you know, to keep them in? Or I'm not sure. So they were saying they think they think 75% of the National Guard supported Trump. So they don't trust the 75%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't know. Something weird's going to happen. I don't know. I heard.
We'll have to see what happens tomorrow.
Because I heard a lot of things. You know the guy named Q or something like that? Q-Tip or Q, something like that? He was saying that they're going to arrest Biden and everybody at the at that place. So maybe that's going to happen. I don't know. But, hopefully not, because you know, Biden said that until the pandemic is over, that each American is going to get $2,000. So, I'm waiting for my $2,000.
Some people have gotten $600 already. Okay, some people have gotten $600 already, and he's now talking about $1,400.
Yeah, $1,400, but then it's going to go to $2,000 a month until the pandemic is over. So hopefully, yeah. So hopefully it stays here for a few years.
That would be nice.
I could buy my motorcycle. Yeah. So that money will go to my Harley Davidson. You know. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Harley.
There you go.
Yeah. But, hey, man, is there any more callers?
No.
No?
No.
Trip out. Not even Doug, huh?
Nope, not even Doug.
All right, man. If you want to put me back on mute, man, and if you want to play some more music, that's cool.
All righty, Beanie. Okay, good to hear from you.
All right, man.
God bless you, man.
All right, same here, man. And you too, man.
All righty. Let's play some more music here.
Everybody's got a blank page, a story they're writing today, a wall that they're climbing. You can carry the past on your shoulders.
Jesus came for the weak. Amen. Jesus came to give good news and to set the captives free.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, this prophetic message goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay, well, we got another 111 caller. Let's see who this is.
Hey, Kenny, something about that last. Hey, Kenny, that stupid intro before, that was me. I was trying to do a football intro, and I want to have you do a prayer for the Buffalo Bills to win. Go Bills. Also, if you could do a prayer for Tony Gaga. I guess his cat was peeing on the floor, and his clothes got on it, and now Uncle Tony smells like farts and cat pee. And so if you could say a prayer for the Buffalo Bills and for Uncle Tony, that would be great. And
okay.
Also, just a quick message to Doug. Hey, Doug, follow Pastor Veal's plan and also listen to Kenny to stay sober and let God's word penetrate you and stop drinking and be a better man. Amen. And thank you, Kenny, for the prayers, and you have a good evening.
You too, Mike. God bless you.
God bless.
All right. All righty. Okay, well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Okay, we got no more callers. Okay, it's been a great show. Okay, I'm glad to have all of you here. I was hoping Tony Talk would call in. Because I love to talk to Uncle Tony, but he hasn't called in. Okay, so well, maybe that'll happen one day, Mark, and we might have Ferrar Talk. You never know. You never know. Well, anyway, I want to say God bless y'all. May you have a blessed evening. Okay. And okay, well, anyway, I'm going to say God bless y'all. Have a great night. Bye-bye, all.